there if Jesus will be there in that land. So don't you want to go
to that land?
Oh, don't you want to go
to that land?
Yeah, don't you want to go
to that land
where I'm bound? Don't you want
to
go
to that land?
Yeah, don't you want
to
go? Praise the Lord. It's good, isn't it, to think about going to a place like that where Jesus is going to be there. Praising, all kinds of praising, worshiping going to be going on. I'm looking forward to getting there, aren't you? Somebody say praise the Lord. Isn't it good to be in the house of God tonight? Turn around, shake somebody's hand, greet them in the name of the Lord. Tell them you're glad to see them in church tonight on Saturday night. Play a little bit more of that, brethren, if you will. Somebody say praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. So glad you're here. I'm going to let you be seated for just a few minutes while we look at our prayer request tonight. The Sacker family says they want to thank you so much for your prayers for Sister Judy Allen in North Carolina following her recent stroke. She is regaining some mobility in her left side. She would be so glad to start in rehabilitation, but has had a delay all week long. Please pray that she can be moved to that facility soon, and also that she can be encouraged in her spirit. So we just commit that in, that Sister Martha's sister. So let's remember that request tonight as we pray that the Lord would be mindful. Please pray for a very difficult and complicated problem going on with my job. Only the Lord knows and can work it out. Only want His perfect will. So we just commit that unto the Lord tonight. Have an unspoken prayer request for a Sister Helen from Canada. The Lord knows all about her need. We just commit it unto the Lord. Brother Joel Moyer sends this in. I want to give God all the glory. My wife came through surgery just fine. The doctor said that she didn't see anything cancerous. We are waiting our final lab results. They want to really thank the Lord for your prayers. Also, he has an unspoken prayer request needing a move of the Lord on a situation. So let's remember that need tonight. Brother Joel Moyer sends that in. I want to pray for Brother Randy Babb and family. His sister Lois passed away today. So let's remember those folks as we pray to continue to remember them. Also continue to remember Sister Lois Yance, her father had his service yesterday, burial, and let's just pray that the Lord would be with them during this time. I want to pray for Mike Wall's family. They're fighting sickness tonight, so let's remember them in prayer. Brother Johnny Rigsby says, I would like to request prayer for my brother Joe Rigsby. He is 82 and fell the other day, hurting his hip. Thank you all so much, and may God bless. So we just commit that to the Lord. I want to pray for Caleb and Jackson Yance. They are both homesick tonight, need healing. I want to pray for Brian Blackburn, who is in the Johnson City Medical Center with several medical problems. Brother Chuck Saminsky sends that in, so let's remember that need tonight as we pray. I want to pray for Brother Lance Parker. He is in a lot of pain at the emergency room having some tests run, so let's certainly pray for Brother Lance that the Lord would just be mindful of him. All those that are on the highways traveling, let's pray for their safety, that the Lord would be mindful of them. All the unspoken prayer requests, if you have a need tonight, you believe we're serving a prayer answering God, you believe that with all your heart tonight, could we stand at this time? Brother Gene Lehman, would you come tonight? Take us to the Lord. Let's invite His presence into this service. So good to be in this service tonight. Amen. Bless you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Let's just bow our heads tonight. Heavenly Father, as we approach you this evening, Lord, we want to come, Lord, in all. We want to come and invite you into our presence, Lord. You're always welcome here, Lord. But if we would just, Lord, open up our hearts tonight, God, and let you come in, Lord, I'm sure, Father, that you could come in a greater way, Lord, and you could just get into inside of us, Father. Sometimes it seems like we get on the outside a little bit, but don't get down on the inside, Lord, like we feel like we want you in down in there, Father. So tonight we just want your presence to come among us tonight, God. And Lord, as you'll move in a special way, God, upon these requests of prayer that I hold in my hand now, God, there's many, and I couldn't even remember all of them, Father, but there's many, God, that are not even here. Lord, Sister Linda Phillips has been in my heart for a week. Named Janet, my wife, been praying for, Lord. I know she's been going through a bad time with a gallbladder and other complications. Lord, I've got a brother-in-law, Lord, it's been in a hospital, Lord. And Lord, I know there's many, God, that's had suffering and many sicknesses, Lord, and many things, God. It looks like sometimes that you're way off, Father, but you're not. You're just a breath away, Lord. You're just a prayer away, God. Sometimes if we could just open up our hearts, God, that we could just say, Lord, please come and enter in, God. I belong to you. I'm yours, Father, and every part of me is yours, Lord. So if you'll just come in, Lord, and touch that and make it whole, God. Sometimes, Lord, it seems like it's a long time sometimes, or we have to wait on some things, God. And sometimes it kind of gets disturbing, maybe to the old flesh, God. But Lord, you know everything, God. Even before there was ever a world, you knew every sickness. You knew every pain we'd have in this body. You knew every heartache we'd have, God, down the road, Father. Lord, the scripture says, and Brother Brandon said it, you knew every time a gnat batted its eye, every bit of talent had ever come out of its eye, God, you knew about it. So, Father, you're not short and slack in your promises, God. So we offer it all to you tonight, God, and we just ask that you'll come now, that you'll meet the very needs of this service tonight, God. Bless our minister tonight, God, as he comes, Lord. I pray that, Lord, he'll just be able, Lord, to have the freedom, Lord, and may we, God, open up our hearts and make him welcome, Lord, and let him feel free tonight, God, as he ministers us the word of God tonight. We ask it all in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Gene. God bless you. Ushers, if you'd like to come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're a visitor here with us in the service tonight, we certainly want to welcome you. Glad to have you here. All those that are streaming, we pray the service will be a blessing to those folks tonight as well. Let me make a couple three announcements. Remember to set your clocks back 1 hour tonight before you go to bed. Please remember that, to set your clocks back 1 hour. Also, there'll be no Sunday school classes in the morning, November the 1st. Remember that. And also, you can pick up your Christmas shoe boxes after service tonight and in the morning. They'll be available for you over in the fellowship hall, so don't forget to do that. And we're fixing to have church. Brother David Gadman's here from Brother Homer Longoria's assembly, and he always blesses us when he comes up. We love our brother, don't we? We certainly do. We love our brother. We want him to make himself just at home. And we're gonna just rally and pray with him and pull on him. And I believe the Lord will give us something good tonight. Don't you? Are you glad to be a Christian? Are you glad you're really a Christian? Are you glad you're a believer? Somebody say praise the Lord. Brother Joel Brown, come to the platform if you would. Let's sing this song tonight. Something keeps holding me. You're held by a greater force tonight than you could ever imagine. I said, you're held by a greater force than you could ever imagine. I seen where somebody said the other day, sometimes when you feel like your life is falling apart, it might just be falling into place for use for the Master's hand. He's the great potter. We're the clay. Do you believe that tonight? Give him one more hand clap of praise if you love him tonight with all your heart. Sing the verses for me, Brother Joel.
The trials of this life were getting closer. The pool I felt was so much more than I could bear. And I was on the verge of simply giving over. The strength within myself just wasn't there.
Well, I want you to sing about it now.
That's what I need to keep me in. Keep me running this race. lay before me.
Oh, sing it, church.
His temptation.
Oh,
it was his desire to seal away my faith. Time. A little wheel that just keeps on turning.
Thank you, Father.
It was the strength I need to keep me in His grace.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for keeping song, be bold, be strong, for the Lord thy God is with thee. Let's sing it about with all of our heart tonight. Put everything you got into this service. Might be the last that you'll ever get to be in. I want to make a good mark, don't you? Amen. Play some of it while we get ready to sing it, brethren. Hallelujah. Don't you love the Lord with all your heart tonight? Thank you, Lord.
You better get ready. Brought it to the camp. back. Are you ready to take the land?
Are you ready? Thank you,
Father. Are you ready to take this land?
Thank you, Father.
Are you ready to take your land?
God bless you. Sister Tamika Brown, if you'll come onto the platform, you can be seated tonight. Brother Joel, you're going to help her sing tonight. Sister Tamika, where are you at? If you come onto the platform, give her a nice hand as she comes to sing for you tonight. Certainly appreciate the Brown family, don't we? Amen.
Before you, but I fall. Sometimes it seems so close and yet so far. Oh, I need another chance. I need to know your mercy. Please give me the strength to change within. Ooh, I know that I'm not all that I should be. No, no, my weakness seems to get the best of me. But as long as you are near, I know that I will make it every step along the way. Please hear my prayer. A heart like yours, that's my desire. A heart like yours, that's what I'm searching for. And nothing wrong within. Please hear me, Lord. Give me a heart like yours. The faults and many failures that I see, they make me wonder why you thought of me. Lord, you look beyond this flesh, and you ignored my human frailties. For you knew that all along I was your seed. My desire is to give my all to you. Lord, let me share your light in all I do. Lord, I thank you for your touch, your grace and tender mercy, for it makes me only long to be more like you. A heart like yours, that's my desire. A heart like yours is what I'm searching for. Full of compassion and nothing wrong within. Grace, so much kindness, and so much faith, forever true, strong as the wind, but soft as the shadows, if just one.
Appreciate that song tonight. Let's stand, if you will. It's time to go into the service. Brother David Gadman is going to be coming to speak for us tonight. And in the morning, the Lord willing, we're looking to have a great time. Amen. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. Let's sing the little chorus as Brother David comes tonight. Blessed be the name of the Lord as he gets ready to come and minister for us tonight. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, the Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, the Most High. One more time. Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. You believe that tonight? Amen. Thank the Lord for His goodness and His mercy to us. Amen. If you have your Bibles tonight, just turn with me to the book of St. John's Gospel, the 21st chapter. Amen. Well, before we read this, we'll just want to read something to you before we get started. Thank you, brother. Amen. This is called the Death of Mrs. Prayer Meeting. Just by ourselves this weekend, solo, but we've been out a little bit and preached for Brother Lindsey McGrady Thursday night. Then we went to some of the men's meeting, and we just had some good services. Brother Jason Watkins preached last night, did a real good job. So we just appreciate the Lord. Amen. I'd like to read this, the death of Mrs. Prayer Meeting. It says, Mrs. Prayer Meeting died recently at the First Neglected Church on World Avenue. She was born many years ago in the midst of a great revival. She was a strong, healthy child fed largely on testimony and Bible study, soon growing in worldwide prominence, and was one of the most influential members of the famous church family. For the past several years, Sister Prayer Meeting has been failing in health, gradually wasting away until rendered helpless by stiffness of knees, coldness of heart, inactivity, and weakness of purpose and willpower. At last, she was a shadow of her former self. Her last whispered words were inquiries concerning the strange absence of her loved ones, now busy in the march of trade and worldly amusement. Experts, including Dr. Works, Dr. Joyner, and Dr. Reform, disagreed as to the cause of her fatal illness, administering large doses of organization, socials, contest drives, but to no avail. A postmark showed that a deficiency of spiritual food, coupled with lack of faith, heartfelt religion, and general support were contributing causes. Only a few were present at her death, sobbing over memories of her past beauty and power. Amen. I thought, you know, I sure don't want prayer meeting to die. Amen. Amen. The prophet of God said we could do a lot of things too much. We could talk too much. We could sing too much, but we couldn't pray enough. Amen. One brother there at the men's meeting, Brother Aaron McGarry, he was telling a little testimony how the last several, you know, about for a month or so in the Wednesday nights in their church, they just, you know, things going on, people being sick. You know, I think one sister said they had a tumor or something, and just different problems in the church and different things. And so he said for a month they started, you know, praying and just, you know, had a little speaking on Wednesday night, but then they started praying. And my, just the results. I think that sister got healed and just different results, you know, because of prayer. Amen. I still believe in prayer. Hallelujah. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me. St. John 21, we want to read. And like that song that Sister Tamika sung, amen, I just love that. Just maybe, you know, want the right kind of heart. Amen. Full of compassion, full of love. Amen. That's my desire. Amen. St. John 21, verse 15. It says, so when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, follow me. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you tonight, Lord God, and we thank you for your goodness and your mercy to us, Lord Jesus. And Lord, what a privilege we have once again being able to come and rally around your word with people of like precious faith. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that you just help us tonight, Lord God. Lord, may you move the vessel aside and you do the speaking tonight, Lord Jesus. God, help us, Lord God. Lord, any man can open the word, Lord, and read it, but it takes you to come and anoint it to us, Lord Jesus. Reveal it to us, Lord Jesus. Help us tonight, Lord God. Lord, may you just, Lord, help me, Lord, and anoint my lips, Lord God, that I'd say those things that you would want me to say and refrain from those things that you would not want me to say, Father. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that you anoint the hearts and ears of the listener tonight, Father. That you just, Lord God, help them, Lord, and may they receive those things that they have need of, Father. And we'll be careful to give you the glory and the honor and the praise. In the lovely name of Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Thank you. You know, I'd kind of like to, you know, Brother Louis always asks when he gets up here, you know, do you love him?
Yeah.
Amen. And we could ask the same thing tonight and all that. Do you love him? And how that song went, give me a heart that's full of compassion, full of love. And, you know, I like that. Amen. And so I want to kind of speak to, try not to hold you too long, but, you know, and but I want to speak tonight on just out of that scripture that we read, lovest thou me. And that's the question I want to ask to each and every one of us tonight. Lovest thou me? Amen. Because Jesus asked him, said, do you love me? Amen. And so, and I believe we got to love him more than life itself. Amen. Brother Brown was talking on love, thy loving kindness. He said, you know, there must have been two kinds of life, you know. He said, there's one, you know, you in this life, you know, you go and you do things and you occupy time. But then there must be another life because that life that he gives you. And he said, thy loving kindness is better than life. Amen. His grace and mercy is better than life. I think the prophet of God, Brother Brown, asked Sister Mita one time, said, I want to ask you a question. Do you love, who do you love more? Do you love him or do you love me more? She said, Bill, as much as I love you and everything, but I love him more. He said, that's what I was hoping you'd say. Amen. I wonder tonight, how much do we love him? Oh, we can go through all the motions and all that and everything, but I wonder tonight, do we really love him? Do we really got a love for him down in our hearts? You know, if we really had a love for him, we couldn't wait for the church doors to open to get in here and worship with people like Precious Faith. You know, we wouldn't have to wait for Brother Louis to say, let's raise our hands. There'd be such a love in us that we'd throw our hands up and say, Lord, I love you.
Amen.
You know, so many times we go to prayer and we always want to ask him, Lord, would you do this? Would you do this? Would you do that? Lord? But I wonder, when's the last time you really said, Lord, I don't want anything. I just want to talk to you and have some fellowship with you and tell you how much I love you. Amen. You know, this is a separating age. Amen. The word, you know, miracles never did separate a church. It's the word that separates the church. Amen. And so we're living in that time. Amen. Where it's separation. And we're living in a time when we either love him or we don't love him. That's the time we're living in. St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 37, said it like this. He said, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that leadeth, he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. Amen. So I wonder tonight, do you really love him? When Brother Louis says that, I wonder if he's just saying it to be saying it, or do you really love him? Amen. The scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all this, his righteousness will be added unto you. And here I was thinking about this, and thinking about this gospel, and thinking about what we read, and here it was, here just a few days before, maybe this, and before all this had transpired and all this, and before Jesus even asked him, Peter, this question, just a few days before that, Peter stood up and said, Lord, though all forsake you, I'll not forsake you. Though everybody turns against you, Lord, I'll not turn against you. I wonder how many of us has ever said that. Lord, I don't care what anybody else does. I don't care what anybody else says or how they live, Lord. I'll never forsake you. And what did Jesus tell him? He said, Peter, before the cock crows, you know, twice, you're going to deny me about three times. Amen. And remember one time when he said, Lord, you know, when the Lord was talking about him going to the cross, and he said, Lord, we don't want you to do that. And he said, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou severest the things that be of man and not of God. Oh, my. But Peter still said, Lord, you know, even came so far that when they was going through the upper coast of Caesarea Philippi that time, and when Jesus began to ask him, he said, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And every one of them had their own opinion. Every one of them began to say, well, this one's saying this. This one's saying, well, one says you're John the Baptist raised from the dead. One says this. But he looked and said, but whom do you say that I am? And Peter spoke up and said, Lord, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then turned around and denied him. What about me and you? There's got to be something down on the inside of the inside, or we'd be just like Peter was. Amen. Though he said, hey, Lord, you're the Christ, you're the Son of the living God. A few days later, he turned around and denied him. What about me and you? Hey, man, there's got to be something more than just coming to church. There's got to be something more than just saying, I believe the message of the hour. I believe God sent a prophet. There's got to be something on the inside of the inside that says amen to the word. Amen. Now here in our scripture, Jesus did not ask him. He did not ask Peter about his love to the kingdom of God. He didn't ask him that. He didn't ask him, say, well, Lord, what about do you love the people of God? He didn't even ask him, say, Peter, do you now understand my warning when I said, watch and pray? He didn't ask him that. He didn't ask him, said, do you still believe my claim as the Most High? See, he could ask us all these kind of questions too. He could say, hey, everybody's turning against the message. What about you? Do you still believe the message of the hour? Do you still believe the word that the prophet of God brought in this day? He could ask us them same questions. Amen. He even asked him, listen, he didn't even ask him, Peter, are you pleased with my precepts? He didn't ask him that. He didn't ask him, said, do you now believe my doctrine? None of these matters were called to question. And none of them, these matters might not be called to question tonight. Amen. They might not be called to question tonight. But the one question was, do you love me? Has thou a personal attachment for me to my very self? He even called him by his own unconverted name, Simon, letting him to realize, amen, or to remind Peter what grace had done for him. Amen. Every now and then, amen, he has to remind us, amen, or let us know what grace has done for us. Amen. Used to sing that song, it is my desire to live for Jesus. If you could see where I am today and where he brought me from, then you would understand the reason why I love him so. Amen. Oh, I love him tonight. Amen. Because if it wasn't for him, me and you wouldn't be sitting here tonight. Amen. If it wasn't for him, me and you wouldn't be able to raise our hands and tell him that we love him. Amen. We need to be reminded every now and then of what grace has done for us. It was amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. I thank God for eyesight, spiritual eyesight tonight. Amen. That we can see when others can't see. Amen. What we mean you see tonight, others can't see them things. Amen. But I'm glad that me and you can see that tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. He asked him three times, and Peter got kind of grieved, the scripture said. Wouldn't me and you get kind of grieved? If he'd, you know, we get kind of aggravated. Amen. I wonder every now and then when Brother Louis says, do you love him? I wonder how maybe we get kind of aggravated. Amen. But what do we really love him tonight? Amen. Lovest thou me more than these, he said. Amen. Jesus said in St. John 14, 15. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Amen. I believe Jesus knew. Because Peter said, Lord, you know it's all things. You know that I love you. Amen. And I believe Jesus, him being that God prophet, knew that, hey, if Peter really loved him, he would do what he said and ask for him to do. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And I believe he knows that tonight. If we really love him. Amen. Amen. We'll be willing to do anything he would say. Amen. We'd fall in love with his word. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And we love his people. Amen. I'm glad for that tonight. Amen. Asked him about three times. It grieved him. Amen. And Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Ecclesiastes 12:13 says it like this. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. Amen. The world has gotten away. Amen. From their duty. Amen. They got away from the fear of God. Amen. They ain't no fear. Amen. They ain't no respects no more about God. Amen. They've gotten away from it. Amen. Oh, God, help us. Amen. Not to get away from our duty. Amen. And that's to fear God. Amen. And to keep his commandments. Amen. Not a fear that we would be afraid that if we get out of line or do something wrong, he'd get on to us or hit us over the head with a baseball. Not that. Amen. But a fear that would brings a godly respect and a godly reverence. Amen. That we wouldn't want to do anything that would displease him. Amen. I don't want to do anything that would displease my Lord. You remember the prophet told it like this. He said, many times I get ready to go out on a trip, whether it be hunting or preaching or especially preaching. He said, now my wife, she don't have to grab me by the tie and say, now Bill Branham said, when you out off on the field preaching, you have no other woman besides me. Because if you do, when you come home, you better get ready for a divorce. And he said, I don't have to tell her and grab her by the arm and say, now, Mrs. Branham, while I'm away, you don't flirt or look at any other man. Because when I get back, you consider yourself a divorced woman. He said, I love her so much and she loves me so much that if something would happen, that I would make a mistake or something would happen or a trap, she would forgive me and I would her. But I love her so much and she loves me so much that we wouldn't want to do anything that would displease one another. Amen. What about him tonight? Amen. I wonder if we love him that much that we wouldn't want to do anything that would displease him. And when we don't love one another, that displeases him. Amen. When we can't come to the house of God and worship, that displeases him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh God, help us. Speak to our hearts tonight, Lord. Give me a heart of love. That's my desire. Give me a heart of compassion, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Branham said it like this. He said, love brings obedience. Obedience brings courtship. Courtship brings marriage. And we're headed to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen. If we really love him, it brings obedience. Amen. That, Lord, whatever you say, that's what I'm going to do, Lord. Even if I don't understand it, Lord, I'm still going to try to the best of my ability to do what you asked me to do, Lord. Amen. Like that guy that was blind. They said, why are you packing that Bible? You can't read. He said, do you really believe what's on the inside of it? He said, yes, sir, I do. Amen. I even believe the cover because it's got Holy Bible written on it. They said, well, do you really believe it so much that if he told you to jump through that hole in the wall, you'd jump? He said, yes, sir, I sure would, knowing there'd be a hole there when I got there. Amen. That's how much I believe him tonight. That's how much I love him tonight. That I want to do what he tells me to do. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to do what he tells me to do. Now let's look at this. I wonder, does the love to the person of Christ, I wonder if it may be absent from our bosom tonight. Huh? I wonder if it is. Let's look at our outward religiously. Amen. You take our church services. Amen. Now, here it's Saturday night. There may not be very many people that have church on Saturday night, but let's say in the morning. Amen. Everybody. Amen. Us. Amen. The denominations, they all have church services. Amen. They all try to attend their church on Sunday morning because, hey, they want to do something that's, it's become an outward show. Amen. And they'll go to church and they'll sing in the choir and they'll do all kinds of things. Amen. To do something religiously. But I wonder if they still love Him. Just because they go to church on Sunday morning, they may sing in the choir. Amen. They may be ever so good. Amen. But that don't mean they love Him. Amen. You come to church tonight. You'll come to church in the morning. But that don't mean you really love Him. Amen. Oh God. There's hundreds of thousands, amen, that'll worship in the morning, amen. They'll lift their hands, amen. They'll do all kinds of things, amen. They'll give in the offering, amen. But that don't mean they love Him. The Bible says they come to me, amen, with their mouth, amen, amen. But their heart is far from me. I wonder how far our heart is from Him tonight. Amen. Like I read, what happened to Mrs. Prayer Meeting? It died because it was coupled with a lack of heartfelt religion. I believe we need a whole time heartfelt salvation. Amen. That when you say hallelujah, it comes from the inside of the inside. Amen. When you raise your hands, it's coming from way down on the inside. It's like that little brook that the prophet talked about. He said, it's always bubbling. He said he'd like to talk to it, find out why it was so happy. He said, is it because I come and get a drink from you? He said, if you could talk, he said, no, that ain't it. He said, is it because the birds come with their songs and they get a drink from you? No, that ain't it. Is it cause the deer? Said, no. He said, well, what's that? He said, cause it's something on the inside pushing out. Amen. And that's the way it is tonight. There's something on the inside. I can't explain. All I know that something's got a hold of the rain and it pushes out. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what? I was thinking. You know, a lot of spirits in the land today. Amen. Brother Brown said there's only two opposing spirits in the land. One's God and one's the devil. Amen. So, I'm working a grocery store. And so this guy, when I first started working there, I looked at him. I said, yeah, he's kind of strange. Sure enough, the closer I looked, I said, yeah, he is. Brother Andy, he came by me. I looked, painted fingernails. I go, whoo. And so just kind of walking, prissified and all, you know, and all that. So one day I thought, you know, I was standing in the office talking to my manager. He came up in there and I said, nah. And I thought to myself, you know, Brother Homer may be watching, so he may laugh. When I, you know, but I tell him, he said he laughs. He said, yeah, right. Amen. But I thought to myself, he touches me. I'm going to give him the fivefold ministry. Amen. I thought, my, you know, and then all of a sudden, one day I heard, I said, where's that guy? His name was West. I said, where's he at? Amen. They said, we got fired. And I thought to myself, I started to go, yeah, you know, but I thought to myself, Lord, he's got a soul. That's a spirit on him. Amen. He can't help. Amen. What he needs to do to be delivered. Amen. He can't help being what it is because that's the spirit of the devil on him. And I can't help being what I am. Amen. I love to praise God. I love to listen to His word. Amen. I can't help being what I am. But they'll make an outward show and they'll do all that and they still don't love Him. Amen. All the enjoyment of great Christian privileges. Amen. Hey, we've been able to enjoy great Christian privileges. We've seen miracles. Y'all seen miracles right here. We've seen miracles in our lives. Amen. Amen. God has opened our eyes to the opening of the Word. Amen. We've seen all that. We've seen the blessings. Amen. Oh God, and that still don't mean that you love Him. After seeing all that, after enjoying great Christian privileges, after an eyes being open, and we say that we see. Amen. What did Jesus say? When you say you can see, that means you don't have a cloak no more for sin. Amen. God help us. Amen. There was one that broke bread with Him and lifted up his heel against Him. Amen. Help us tonight, Lord, to have that love for you. Amen. That's what I want, Lord. I might not know the seals. I might not know nothing about the thunders, but I want that love. Because if I really have that love for Him, amen, it'd report me in the right direction. Amen. Paul said, though I have the, amen, the gift of prophecy, and I can understand all mysteries, and I have the faith to move mountains, amen, I can speak with tongue of men and of angels, and have not charity, it don't do me no good. Amen. That's what I want. Amen. And what is charity? Love. It's Christ. Amen. We may even have a great zeal. Amen. Peter was a red hot disciple. Amen. Walked on water. Amen. All these kind of things. Amen. Oh, we may be red hot. You ever see them kind of people? Oh, might they come in here? They're the first ones to shout. They're the first ones to raise their hands. Amen. Then when something goes wrong, Brother Donnie didn't do it this way, or this one didn't do it this way, and before long, you wonder where brother and sister so-and-so are. Amen. Oh, God. Amen. You wonder where they're at. Well, you know, Brother Donnie said it like this, and I just don't agree with him. My brother Homer said it like this, and I just don't agree with him. Amen. Oh, why don't you come? Amen. And get a hold of the love of God and let it reach down your heart. Amen. We may disagree with one another. We might not see eye to eye on every lot of things, but if we got the love of God in our heart, amen, we'll love one another. And we'll come to church. We come to the house of God for one purpose, and that's to worship Him and give Him glory and honor. Oh, you may be earnest in Sunday school and all that, so, you know, to teach and all that. But do you? He said, "Lovest thou me?" Amen. Do you love Him? Oh, we may have the greatest self-denial there is. Peter said, "Lord, we have left all. We've forsaken all to follow you." You've seen that in this hour. Forsaken all, and still they don't have a love for God. We must love Him, the person of Christ, or all our past professions have been a lie. What have we professed in the past before? If we don't have a really love for Him, the person of Christ, then our profession is nothing but a lie. I wonder if it's possible for a man to be a Christian and not love Christ. Think about it. Amen. You take away a person's heart, there's no more life. Amen. Oh, God, help me tonight. Amen. Oh, did you just take away the heart? It's impossible to live. You know, we've heard the gospel, but apart from Christ, it don't do us no good, because this is just a dead letter. Amen. Outside of Him. Outside this message, without Him. Amen. We may know everything, but without Him, it's nothing. Amen. You say, "Well, I hunted with a prophet. I fished with a prophet." But what about your love for the Lord? Amen. Amen. We can't do nothing without Him. Amen. We can't even walk without Him holding our hand. Oh, I want Him to hold my hand. Oh, we may partake of the Lord's Supper and do all them kind of things, and we'll come, and we may know Christian protocol, how to come in and how to go out, how to do all this, and how to everything, wash feet, partake of the wine and the bread and everything, and still not to have a love for Him. At one time, amen, we thought maybe it was just a little grape juice and a soda cracker on Sunday. Amen. But now, since our eyes have been opened, God showed us that there was more to it than just that. And that it was a showdown. If you come and take it unworthily, you're just as guilty of driving the nails in his hands as in Roman soldiers did. And if you don't do it, you have no part with him. Oh God, it's more serious than what we thought. Amen. I'm saying, Lord, give me a love for you then, Lord. And if I got a love for you, I wouldn't take it unworthily. And I'd make sure that I got all my ducks in a row and make sure that I got a love for him. Amen. Talk about praying. When's the last time we talked to him? Amen. Like that song, I know my Redeemer liveth. I talked to him this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. He's the one that put the stars in the place. Amen. I like how that the prophet described that black sister there in Memphis. Amen. And we won't go into all the story, but what I try to get to is when he walked into that house. Amen. He said, I've been in the king's palaces. Amen. And then he said, they just didn't have nothing but old dirt floors. Said, I've seen carpets and all prettier than that. But he said, when I went in that house, I felt a presence. On the wall was a little sign that said, bless this house, Lord. Amen. And so, you know, he began to go in there. You know the story. And how he said, well, Annie, won't you pray? And he said, when she got down to pray, you knew she talked with him before. Amen. I wonder if we get down to pray. Amen. That he can say, hey, I know him. He's talked to me before. I've had fellowship with him before. Amen. And she wasn't really interested. Amen. She had so much love for him that she wasn't interested. The prophet tried to tell her about his gift of healing. She wasn't interested in that. All she was interested in, her boy was dying and he was dying without God. And she said, Lord, if you're going to take him, that's all right. If that's what you got to be, Lord. But Lord, don't take him in that condition. And because of a love for a mama. Amen. And her attitude and her respect toward God. God stopped the airplane and made a prophet keep walking. Amen. Hallelujah. And a year later, when he met him, he said, hey, baby, he said, Possum Branham, don't you remember me? He said, you was my home a year ago. Amen. He said, no, you ain't. He said, yes, sir, Possum Branham. He said, I'm not only healed, but I'm saved. I'm a Christian. Amen. Why? Because of a mama's love. Amen. For God and for her boy. I wonder if we got that kind of love. If we make it to heaven, it's by him. It's going to be by him. If we make it in the rapture, it's by him. Amen. Ain't nothing that we done. Ain't nothing that I could do. It's all him. Amen. Oh, we may have great hopes and everything, but if it's not wrapped up in him, it's all in vain. Amen. I want my hopes. I want everything I do. I want it to be wrapped up in him. Oh, we might have made a profession, but I wonder if we really possess what we profess. Amen. Let's look at another one. We must have a love for him or nothing is right for the future. Our love for him or nothing at all is right for the future. You know, he's not finished. We're not finished in this life yet or we'd be gone. Amen. There must be something for us to do. Amen. Because we're still here. But we don't have a love for him. What difference would it make if we'd live 100 more years? Or if he should tarry 100 more years, we don't have a love for him. All we talk about the blood moons and we see all that and we can see the signs of the time and we'll talk about all these other things and we'll talk about, but what about our love for him? Amen. Because that's the only thing that's going to take us out of here is our love for him. Amen. Oh God, help me to have that love for you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh my, I want to be right. I want to be my attitude right. I want my life right. I want my objectives right. I want my motives right. Amen. He said, Peter, after he told him, you know, Peter, he said, after he said, lovest thou me? He said, then feed my lambs. After he asked him again, he said, Peter, do you love me? Then feed my sheep. You know, but you know what? The reason Peter could, you know what? Peter really couldn't, the reason he wanted to know if Peter really loved him And he said, Lord, you know I do. Then he could really feed his lambs right. He could feed his sheep right. Because if he really didn't have a love for him like he should, then he wouldn't know how to love his sheep. See, if Brother Homer, Brother Donnie, if he really don't have a love for him like he should, then he wouldn't have a love for you. But because he has a love for him, amen, he can rightly love you. Amen. Because sometimes a man of God, they don't want to say some things that they say, and maybe God says, this is a time to say it. This is a time. You know, so many people want to take the pastor's place. Say, Brother Donnie, why didn't you do it this way? Brother Homer, why didn't you do it this way? Reason they you ain't the pastor is because he ain't dealing with you. He's dealing with the pastor. Amen. And they got to have the right kind of love for him in order to have. I want, as a minister of the gospel, I want to have the right kind of love for him. Amen. Because if I don't, all my running up and down and going to it all be in vain if I don't have the right kind of love for him. But if I got the right kind of love for him, I can have the right kind of love for his people. Amen. To where I wouldn't want to see his people, amen, in bondage. I wouldn't want to see him come in defeated and leave defeated. So he wanted to know of Peter, for he loved him. What about suffering? All that live godly in Christ Jesus, the scripture said, shall suffer persecution. Amen. Oh God, if we're to reign with him, we got to suffer with him. Oh, we don't like suffering, do we? We don't like to go through trials and battles and tests. Amen. But hey, that's all just a part of Christian life. Amen. That's just a part. Brother Branham said in the Church Age book, every trial, all the trials and tests that we go through, all the battles we go through, that's just a normal part of Christian life. What me and you got to do is commit them to God and that their outcome and be according to his will. Oh God, help me tonight, Lord, just to commit every trial that I go through, every battle that I go through, Lord. Let me commit it to you, Lord. Amen. I might not understand why I'm going through this, but you got a purpose for me going through this. Amen. You got a purpose for bringing me through this, oh God. Amen. Amen. I like what the brother said this morning. Amen. At the men's meeting. He said, Brother Branham, many times, you know, if you look on the internet, he was called a woman hater. But he really wasn't. Amen. But he went through those things. Remember? In his life story, when he talked about the reason everybody thought, because he's seen the immoral women, how they was down there, you know, them. He said them 18, 16, 17, 18-year-old girls down there with them men, you know, it's popping all them, making that moonshine, that steel. And said, didn't you have to sober them up? Didn't give them to go home and fix breakfast for their husband? He said he wouldn't give you a good, clean bullet for one of them. He's considered a woman hater. Amen. And if you don't, he said, in one place, I still have to be careful. Amen. What about me and you? Sometimes in the things that we go through, but God just brings us through things in our life to go through to where something may come around. And then you can see maybe why God brought you through that. And then when that couple was sitting on that, row, you know, and that teenage people, and that man was just climbing in her lap and throwing her head back, kissing her and making love to her right there in the auditorium. And all of a sudden the holy hush came over the audience. Amen. And he said, speak, and it'll be just like he spoke. And then he said, all of a sudden, and something came in. Why don't you say blindness? If he'd have said, they'd have went away, they're blind. Drop, you know, fall down dead, they'd have fallen down dead. But he said he stopped. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit, he said, I forgive you. Amen. Why? Because of his love for him. Amen. And he could be led by the Spirit in what to say. Oh God, give me that kind of love that I need, Lord God, that I'll be able to say, Lord, the right kind of thing, have the right kind of testimony, be able to say the right kind of words when it comes my time to say what I need to say, Lord. Help me to be that way, Lord. And I can't be that way if I can't have the right kind of love for you, Lord. Amen. 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 I think sometimes that's what we lack, is that element of love. Brother Branham said nothing but perfect love. I'll go over there. Amen. Oh my. So everything he wants me to do, amen, I want to be willing to do it. Amen. Everything, amen, I want to be, Lord, whatever you say, Lord. It's like Ruth. You remember when she was coming back over here, amen, with Naomi. They left their homeland, amen, and so they was coming back home, and Naomi's husband had died. Her two sons had died, and Ruth and her sister-in-law, they was coming back, and then old Naomi spoke up and said, now listen, why are you going to stay here with me and go with me? And so, you know, the scripture says that Orpha kissed her and walked away, and Brother Brown said he was excommunicated. Her name never mentioned no more. And so she turned to Ruth and said, why don't you go follow your sister-in-law, do what she does? And she said, because if I should go back to my land and if I should get married and have bear children, will you wait till them to grow up and all that? You know, and Ruth said, spoke these words, said, wherever you go, I'll go. Wherever you lodge, I'll lodge. Your God will be my God. Amen. And my, what a great story of the kinsman redeemer and all that. And Naomi said, you know how they got back to the land, and Ruth didn't find it so enticing and all that. She had some trouble, had some heartaches, amen. But Naomi said, listen, you know, when she fell in love with Boaz, and you do what he says, because he ain't going to stop his kinsman work. It's completed, amen. And Ruth spoke up and told Naomi, said, no, whatever thou sayest, that's what I'll do. Amen. I want to be just like her, Lord. Lord, whatever you say, that's what I want to do, Lord. If you tell me to love everybody, then Lord, help me to love everybody. Amen. You sisters, he said, well, I want you to wear your dresses where they're below your knees when you're standing and you're sitting. Lord, all thou sayest, I'll do. You men, I want you to act like men. All thou sayest, I'll do. Whatever you say, Lord, that's what I'm going to do, Lord. Whatever you tell me to do, Lord, that's what I'm going to do. Amen. I want to conduct myself like a son and daughter of the King. Amen. Because I am a son of the King. Amen. You're a son and you're a daughter of the King tonight. Amen. Don't let the devil tell you any difference. Amen. So since you are that way, let us conduct ourselves like that. We are throw our head back high and say, hey, my father's a king. And I'm his child. Amen. I'm glad to be his child. Amen. Amen. I want to draw nigh unto him, because he said if I draw nigh unto him, he'd draw nigh unto me. Amen. So let me draw nigh unto him tonight. Not just with my lips, but with my heart. Not just lip service, but with my heart. From way down deep in my heart. Amen. Oh, that's what I want to do. If you do love him, my brother Louis says, do you love him? If you do love him, what then? Jesus loved so much that it became his meat and drink to do the will of the Father. Oh God, I want to love him so much that that'd be my meat and drink, just to do his will, to have his will in my life. Amen. I want to love him that much that I can have, that hit my meat and drink. I become to do his will. Amen. That be my meat and drink. What about living for others? Brother Branham said one place living for others was looking heaven in the face. Listen what he said. He said, you don't live for yourself no more. You live for others. He said he proved it when it came in the Lamb of God. He lived and had eternal life because he did not live for himself. He lived for others. I wonder if we loved him that much tonight that we can actually live for others. Amen? Oh my, that's what I want. Amen? Love him so much that I can live for others. Amen. Oh, that's what I want. Amen. To live for him. Listen again, he says, make life real. It's not what you can accomplish for yourself, but what you can do for others. So many times we think it's what we can do for ourselves, Brother Amos. Amen. What I can accomplish for myself. But that ain't it.
I might be able to accomplish a bunch of stuff for myself. But if I don't have the love of God, what difference does it make? If I ain't living for others, what good would it do me? If I can't live for Him, what good would it do for me to accomplish anything? So Lord, let me live for You. And let me not only live for You, but let me see what I can do for others. In the Hebrew book, Brother Branham says like this, all my desires is to serve Him. All my love is to Him. All my walks want to be in His name. That whatever I do, wherever I go, whatever I do, I glorify Him. If I'm hunting, if I'm fishing, if I'm playing ball, if whatever I'm doing, it must be Christ in me in such a life that it will make people long for Him. So when you're on your job, when you're fishing, when you're hunting, He said, wherever I go, amen, whatever I'm doing, amen, that it should be such a way that it's Christ in me and such a life that will make people long to be like Him. Amen. I wonder, is that the example we set tonight? Amen. As a Christian. Amen. Lovest thou me, He said. If we really love Him, then we'll live in such a way, wherever we're going, wherever we do, amen, that we're living such a life. Amen. That it would make people long to be like Him. Not like me, but like Him. Brother Bram didn't want nobody to be like Him. Amen. But he wanted people to be like Him. In the church age, but what did He say? If I can do one thing, and that's to establish a relationship between man and God. I believe He did that. Amen. That our God, amen, because of that prophet, amen, that God, amen, that He spoke about, that God that He was so much in love with, it brought Him closer to us that we could have a relationship with God. Amen. That's what I want, is a personal relationship with Him. Brother Branham said like this in Broken Cisterns, 1964. He said, just keep praising Him. Now find out the Holy Spirit is here. If you don't rejoice, he said, just keep praising Him. Now find out the Holy Spirit is here. If you don't receive it, it's your fault. He says, how I love Him. Jesus, lovest thou me more than these? Oh, love Jesus because He first loved me. He says, oh, how I love Him. Praise be to God. Oh, how I love Him. What if He come just this moment? And the question is, lovest thou me? Let me read you a few more. Be all right. 1954, God perfecting His church. He said, so when God has anchored His love in the human heart, there is something for, he said, for a personal testimony. He said, if I'm condemned when I come before the judgment seat of God at the end time, and I stand in His presence, and He points His majestic finger at me and say, depart from me, if I keep this same attitude that I have now, and I'll be in hell, I'll love Him. Whew, can you imagine? He said, there they were. He said, so when God has anchored His love in the human heart, oh, is it anchored in our heart tonight? Amen. That word, devil and hell can't take it out. He said, it's so anchored in me. He said, for a personal testimony, that when I would come and stand before Him at the judgment, and He would point His majestic finger at me, and say, depart from me. He said, if I keep this same attitude that I have now, since I'll be in hell, I'll still love Him. Amen. What about me and you tonight? Amen. Brother Louis says, do you love Him? Do you love Him? Amen. That much that if He would tell you the same thing, you'd keep the same attitude and you'd say, I love Him. Again, 1965, Christ revealed in His own word. He said they were out in the country. He said, I was staying with some folks eating. out in the country. So we sitting around the table, little Bible study, and a person spoke up and said, I believe you're an Antichrist. I said, if that would be pleasing to my Lord, that's what I want to be. What about me and you? Well, we're sitting around the table having Bible study, and somebody said, you're an Antichrist. What would we do? Well, I have you to know that I'll tell you one thing. But he said it like this. I said, that would be pleasing to my Lord. That's what I want to be. I want to be whatever he wants me to be. I love him, and if he should cast me into hell, I still love him. He said, well, I don't know. No. Hey, we're in hell. The Bible says hell hath enlarged her mouth. Hell has surfaced into the earth. What did he say? He said, the lid has come off of hell, and demon powers are streaming in every direction. And every spirit that was turned loose out of the river Euphrates, no wonder we have a hard time to pray. No wonder we have a hard time of coming to the house of God and worshiping God. No wonder we have a hard time of lifting our hands and telling him we love you. But I'll tell you one thing. He said, if he casts me into hell, we're in hell. And I believe we still got that same spirit that he had. Lord, I love you. I appreciate you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, if I go with that same spirit I have now, amen, God help me, give me that same spirit. Amen. And that spirit was Christ. Amen. Christ in me. Paul said, he's talking about all the mystery. He said, but I'll show you even a greater mystery. Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's Christ in me, amen, that makes me want to worship him. It's Christ in me that makes me want to lift my hands. It's Christ in me that makes me want to come to the house of God. It's Christ in me that makes me love everybody. Listen, I was looking at this today and I thought this was a real good one. Listen, 1955, Hidden Life. He said, have you, my dear brother, he said, don't despise ignorance. He said, but I want to ask you something. Have you ever come to the place in life where Christ meant more to you than all the arguing you could do about your church? Whew. Let me read that again. He said, have you, my dear brother, he said, don't despise ignorance, but I want to ask you something. Have you ever come to the place in life where Christ meant more to you than all the arguing you can do about your church? See, some of us, you know, young people, they want things and they seems like they're, you know, they're never satisfied, you know, and sometimes even older folks sometimes go through that, you know. Oh, if I could just get the right kind of job, it'd satisfy me. And you get that job and later, a few months later, you're not satisfied. Oh, if I could just have that new house. You get that new house and then you're not satisfied. If I could have that new car. But some of us has reached to that spot that it don't matter anymore. Material things. Amen. Let come, go what may, you know. I'm looking toward my future home. Amen. I want to get to that spot. Amen. I want to, you know, a lot of people. Amen. What did they do? They come, you know, to see the prophet of God when he was here on earth. They just come to, you know, they weren't really interested in seeing him. Amen. Or what that, they knew that they could maybe, if they invited him, maybe they just weren't invited him so he could draw the crowd. They wasn't really in love with the word. Amen. Oh, but I thank God. Amen. Tonight that I can stand here and say, I'm in love with that word. Amen. I might not never see a sign. I might not never see a miracle, but I'm in love with that word. Amen. And listen, he says, have you ever come to that place in life where Christ meant more to you than all the arguing you could do about your church? Has Christ meant more to you than all the world? He said, I don't mean from an emotion or mental workup. I mean from the depths of your heart. That's something settled in there, that something's taking place that you don't know how it come, but you're hid and your whole motive is to serve Jesus Christ. He said, have you entered that place, my dear brother? Have you come to that place that you don't care what anyone says? Not to go out and act smart, but till the love of God so anchored in you that you can't see nothing else. Hallelujah. That's what I want it to be in me tonight. The love of God so anchored in my heart. Amen. When he asked Peter, lovest thou me? Oh God, you're asking me that tonight. May it be so anchored in my heart that no matter what anybody else says. It's so anchored in you. You can see nothing else. Your whole motive is to do the will of God. Love for everybody. Amen. Flowing free everywhere. What a place to live. That's the hidden place. That's where we got to come to, my brethren. That's the place where God reveals his secret things. That's the place where God does the placing and calling. You get what I mean. Oh, that's the place I want to come to. Amen. Lovest thou me. Do you love him tonight? Stand our feet. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, there was Peter and you asked him that, Lord. Like we said earlier, you even called him by his unconverted name, Simon, to remind him of what grace had done for him. Oh, Lord, let us look back and see what grace has done for us tonight, Lord Jesus. Then everybody would understand the reason why I love you so. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And how that Peter loved you so much, Lord God. Lord, one time he just gave a personal testimony, talking to another prisoner there in the cell. He said, I could have been free to die. I could have been a free man. Could have walked out of here. But as he was walking out, he seen the Lord. He said, where are you going, Lord? He said, I'm going to Calvary. Turn around. He said, I turned around and came back. Then all of a sudden they called his name Simon Peter. He went out there and said, I'm not even worthy to be hung like my Lord. Just hang me upside down because of that love that he had for you, Lord. Oh, God. Maybe one time he didn't have that love, Lord. He just went through the motions, went through all this, Lord, because of things he said near that. Then he denied you, Lord. Walked away, walked afar off, the scripture says, in the time of trouble, in the time of trial, he walked afar off when they came to him, said, hey, you're one of them. He cursed, he swore, said, I don't even know the man. But then he got such a love anchored inside of his heart to, like the prophet said, he didn't care no more what anybody else said, what anybody else done, how anybody else acted. It was so anchored in his heart. Your love for him and his love for you. That his whole motive and objective was to do your will. Father, may we come to that place tonight in our lives, oh God. That it's anchored way down in the depths of our hearts, Lord. That we can love you so much, Lord. That it surpasses all the arguing in the church, all the fusses. All the ups and downs, all the trials and the battles we go through. It's settled once and forever. We come to that place, that spot in our life, Lord, where no matter what anybody else says, our whole motive is to serve you. Brother Brown says that's the place we got to come to. That's the place where you reveal your secret things. That's the place. Where it's a calling and a placing. Grant it, Father. Help us, Lord. Because outside of that love for you, Lord, if it ain't really anchored in our heart, And Lord, no matter what we do, how much we may lift our hands, how much we may pray, how much we may sing the songs of Zion, apart from you, Lord, it's meaningless. It's nothing. It's all in vain. Help us to love you, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus. Give us that love that we need, Lord God. And then, Lord, we'll love everybody. We'll be willing, Lord God, to do whatever you'd want us to do, Father. Lord, if we usually sing that song, sometimes come and dine. A person would ask me, said, come over and eat. I'd go over to their house. I'd set my feet under their table and I'd eat. That really don't mean I love that person. I just went because he invited me to come eat at his house. Lord, you invited us to come eat at your house tonight. You said you'd have a table spread where the saints of God are fed. You invited your chosen ones to come and dine. Now, Father, we've came. We set our feet under your table. We've ate from your word tonight, Lord. But, Lord, that don't really mean that we love you. We just did that because we was invited to come. Lord, help us not to be that way, Lord God, but help us to really love you, Lord Jesus. And we're thankful, Lord, that you invited us. We've come to feast, Lord. We've come to dine. Lord, in our love for you and your love for us, then we won't want to walk out this building dissatisfied. But we'll walk out with our desires met. Lord, our prayers answered. Our attitudes right. Grant it, Lord. Grant it, Father. We love you. We appreciate it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, don't you love him tonight? I wonder if we can just sing that song, Oh, How I Love Jesus. Or I love him. I love him because he first loved me. Let's just sing that. And let's sing it from the bottom of our hearts. Amen. Let's just sing it. Go ahead, Brother Hickston.
I love him.
As they're playing that, so, do you really love him tonight with all the in your hearts? Oh, I love him tonight. Amen. And you know, when I come to the house of God, I want to put everything, Brother Joel, I got into it. Amen. In fact, I want to come. You know, when you got to get, when you go to work on your job, if you do public work or whatever you do, you got to be prepared to go down there and do that job. I mean, if they had got you in uniform, they expect you to be in a uniform, ready to go to work. They expect you to be at work at a certain time. You got to show up that time, and you got to give them 100%, and you got to get prepared to go down there. Amen. And coming to the house of God. You gotta get prepared. You wouldn't want to come down here in your pajamas or whatever. You know, you get there and you brush your teeth, you take a shower, all that. You get prepared. Amen. But what about our hearts being prepared? Amen. To come down to the house of God. If I was going to meet the President of the United States, I'd get prepared. I'd get the best suit. I'd rent a tuxedo, Brother Rand, or whatever it would be, because I'm going to be in the presence of the President of the United States. I'd get prepared. Well, who's greater? My Almighty God is greater than the President of the United States. And I wonder tonight if we got prepared. Amen. Our hearts were prepared right. See, Israel, time after time again, they went through their motions. They went through their worship. And it became a ritual to them. So they'd come in and they'd go out. But their hearts wasn't prepared right. And they left out with the same desires. And everything, it just became because of their heart. What about me and you? I want my heart to be right. I want my walk to be right. I want my talk to be right. And the only way I can do that, if I have a love for Him. It's anchored in my soul. That's what I want. Let's sing it again. Amen. Do you love that? Make that your prayer tonight. I love. Tell Him how much you love Him. Oh, just tell Him how much He means to you tonight. Just worship Him. Tell Him that you love Him. Oh, God, I love You tonight, Lord. I appreciate You tonight, Lord. I thank You tonight, Lord. Oh, God, You're so good to me, Lord. Yes, Lord, You purchased my salvation, Lord. Oh, Lord, I love You, Lord. I appreciate You, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, help me to have a love for You, Lord Jesus. Grant it, Lord God. Thank You, Lord God. Oh, God, thank You. Let's just lift our hands to Him. Let's just worship Him. Amen. Oh, God, we love You tonight, Lord. We appreciate You tonight, Lord God. We thank You tonight, Lord God. Love Him. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Because He.
Oh, thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You for Your mercy. Thank You for Your grace, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Salvation on Calvary. Amen. God bless you.
Well, that's the truth, what we heard tonight. How many of you really want to love Him the way you want to? The way you need to in your heart? Is He the best thing that ever got a hold of you? He is. Let's sing this little chorus just before we leave tonight. Service in the morning at 11. Don't forget to set your clocks back 1 hour tonight. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. He's done more for me than anybody in the whole world. How about you? Has He done more for you? Do you love Him better than everything else in the world? Give Him a hand clap of praise tonight if you love Him. Oh, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And He's just the same as His lovely name. That's the reason why I love Him so. For Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Sing it again. Oh, yes, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Name I know.
God bless you. Service in the morning. Oh, now Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And he's just the same as his lovely name. That's the reason why I love him so. For Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Oh yes, now Jesus is the sweetest.